coming up about 20 minutes before 7 o'clock here on this Friday morning. We're all going to get through okay. A lot of anxious folks, particularly those who have business around downtown or who are thinking, can I go downtown and go to a restaurant that I like? Or
and by the way, you're going to notice crowds outside of just downtown. We'll get into that later, but I know there's going to be a lot of expectation here in the city, but also outside the city.
We're not putting 50,000 people in downtown in the Third Ward. They're staying all over Southeast Wisconsin, right? So if you have hotels in your community, maybe near the freeway or wherever, yeah, there's going to be a lot of activity throughout the entire region. If you do want to navigate downtown, we want to help you through. Debbie Lazica taking a closer look at how the convention will affect folks on the ground in Milwaukee.
Oh, my God! Okay, it's happening. Everybody stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm!
Oh, yeah, here we go. It's the media's Super Bowl and the beginning of the ramp-up for the political system in the U.S. ahead of Election Day, the Republican National Convention. When such high-profile folks as presidential candidates are due to come into town, security becomes a thing. And it's not just locking down buildings, either. It affects everything. Happening at Fiserv Forum, there are a couple of security perimeters affecting everything from buses to pedestrians. There's a soft security zone that's bordered by roughly 9th Street to the west, Cherry Street to the north, the eastern bank of the Milwaukee River to the east, and Clybourne to the south. And within that area, there's a hard security zone surrounding Fiserv Forum, Miller High Life Theater, Panther Arena, and the Baird Center, where you'll actually need security clearance to get in. In fact, our offices for Good Karma Brands located here at the Avenue is within the soft security zone. For us and anyone trying to get into this zone, there'll be specific vehicle inspection points. And there are only 5. Michigan and Plankinton, Water and State, 6th and Fleet, 9th and Winnebago, and Wells and 9th. Any other ways to get into the zone will be blocked off. Drivers can expect to be stopped and have their vehicles searched thoroughly by canines and other officers. A good excuse to go through your car and clear it out a bit. Oh, and don't push it. Don't try to get past the checkpoints without following the rules. Delays at these checkpoints are pretty much expected, and the police and Secret Service have a job to do. So follow the instructions so that the checkpoints go quickly and with the least amount of hassle as possible. The vehicle screenings will start on Monday at 2 a.m., and we expect everything to be wrapped up by Saturday the 20th. Check out our website at WTMJ.com for the latest lists and maps of the zones, including parking and how MCTS has adjusted their routes. Debbie Lazica, WTMJ News.
It's good advice there, Deb. Go on through the car. Just make sure there's nothing you don't want somebody else.
I know I'm going to be doing it. You never know what the dogs will find.
Or what the kid, you had to grab the kid's car for the day.
Was this a lollipop?
I was thinking other things.
The dog goes after the french fries that you dropped. On the, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think the dog's interested in the french fries. The dog could be interested in other things that people may or may not.
Hey, kids, just want to let you know.
Have in their possession.
Kids, you left the nitroglycerin in the car again.
Hey, son, I know you're out with your friends the other night.
Right.
Can we make sure none of that?
Go ahead and go through the car. Please. I got to take that into downtown tomorrow.
Yeah,
not saying, I'm just saying.